In the beginning of years, when the world was so new and all, and the animals were just beginning to work for man, there was a camel, and he lived in the middle of a howling desert because he did not want to work. And besides, he was a howler himself. So he ate sticks and thorns and tamarisks and milkweed and prickles. Most excruciating idol. And when anybody spoke to him, he said, "Humph, just humph, and no more." Presently the horse came to him on Monday morning with a saddle on his back and a bit in his mouth and said, "Camel, oh camel, come out and trot like the rest of us." "Humph," said the camel. And the horse went away and told the man. Presently the dog came to him with a stick in his mouth and said, "Camel, oh camel, come and fetch and carry like the rest of us." "Humph," said the camel. And the dog went away and told the man. Presently the ox came to him with a yoke on his neck and said, "Camel, oh camel, come and plow like the rest of us." "Humph," said the camel. And the ox went away and told the man. At the end of the day, when the man called the horse and the dog and the ox together and said, "Three, oh three, I'm very sorry for you with the world so new and all, but that humph thing in the desert can't work, or he would have been here by now. So I'm going to leave him alone, and you must work double time to make up for it." That made the three very angry, with the world so new and all, and they held a palaver and an indaba and a punchiette and a powwow on the edge of the desert. And the camel came chewing milkweed, most excruciating idol, and laughed at them. Then he said, "Humph," and went away again. Presently, there came along the genie in charge of all deserts, rolling in a cloud of dust. Genies always travel that way because it's magic. And he stopped to palaver and powwow with the three. "Genie of all deserts," said the horse, "is it right for anyone to be idle with a world so new and all?"
"Certainly not," said the genie.
"Well," said the horse, "there's a thing in the middle of your howling desert, and he's a howler himself, with a long neck and long legs, and he hasn't done a stroke of work since Monday morning. He won't trot." "Whew," said the genie, whistling. "That's my camel for all the gold in Arabia. What does he say about it?"
"He says, 'Humph,'" said the dog, "and he won't fetch and carry."
"Does he say anything else?"
"Only 'Humph,' and he won't plow," said the ox.
"Very good," said the genie. "I'll humph him if you will kindly wait a minute." The genie rolled himself up in his dust cloak and took a bearing across the desert and found the camel most excruciatingly idle, looking at his own reflection in a pool of water.
"My long and bubbling friend," said the genie, "what's this I hear of your doing no work with a world so new and all?"
"Humph," said the camel. The genie sat down with his chin in his hand and began to think of great magic, while the camel looked at his own reflection in the pool of water. "You've given the three extra work ever since Monday morning, all on account of your excruciating idleness," said the genie. And he went on thinking magics with his chin in his hand.
"Humph," said the camel.
"I shouldn't say that again if I were you," said the genie. "You might say it once too often. Bubbles, I want you to work." And the camel said, "Humph," again. But no sooner had he said it than he saw his back that he was so proud of, puffing up and puffing up into a great big lolloping humph. "Do you see that?" said the genie. "That's your very own humph that you've brought upon your very own self by not working. Today is Thursday, and you've done no work since Monday when the work began. Now you are going to work."
"How can I," said the camel, "with this humph on my back?"
"That's made a purpose," said the genie, "all because you missed those 3 days. You will be able to work now for 3 days without eating because you can live on your humph.
And don't you ever say I never did anything for you. Come out of the desert and go to the three and behave. Hump yourself. And the camel humped himself, humped and all, and went away to join the three. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a hump. We call it hump now, not to hurt his feelings. But he has never yet caught up with the 3 days that he missed at the beginning of the world, and he's never yet learned how to behave.